What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Head Podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. If you live right, those who are wrong and the wrong things in your life will eventually leave. You see, living a right life, a righteous life, doing the right thing is very, very difficult. But if you walk in alignment with who you know you should be, the things in your life that aren't right will leave. Let's break it down. So you decide to start working out more. You start eating better. The friends I used to go out with, the friends I used to go hang out with and eat and restaurant, things like that, you're just not going to be going with them as much. You know, the people you used to party with, the people you used to like smoke weed with, like you're just not going to be hanging out with them as much. You're going to have a bit more clarity. You decide to start listening to different podcasts. You decide to start listening to different people. You listen to somebody on TikTok Live, and they catch your attention, and they make you think differently. And then now you're around other people, and you're not thinking the same, and you start acting differently. You see, when we're wrong, we attract the wrong people in our lives. When we're constantly pleasure chasing, we're going to attract the wrong people in our lives. And if you're wondering why, oh man, I have a lot of toxic people around me, listen, dogs with fleas hang out with dogs who have fleas as well. It's just simple as that. And you have to learn to accept that, damn, maybe I am also not right. And you know it in your heart, because at the end of the day, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And most people will choose wrong, because in the moment it's what it feels good. I ain't gonna say it feels right. It feels good. It's not until afterwards, after we make the decision, that it starts to feel wrong. You know? And that's where guilt and regret is your guideline, because you allow that to guide you in the direction of how do I feel about what I just did. I do that for myself all the time. I'm always like, how did I feel after that? You know, sometimes when I'm not sure what the decision is, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this decision. How do you feel? Allow that intuition of yours to really guide you. It's just the hard things are so tempting. And I read in scripture, it's like 2 Timothy 1:13, I'm pretty sure. And it's like, people choose pleasure over choosing God. And remember this too, evil is what tempts you. God doesn't tempt you to do bad. He just doesn't. And I sometimes would call it like, oh, it's a test. Yeah, but it's not a test from God, it's a test from evil. And I'm even against something that's all good and evil. I'm like, no, motherfucker, like there is good and evil. Simple as that. And evil doesn't have to be this like killing people's heads off. It can be as simple as like eating the wrong things and then that making you lose your confidence. And there's another scripture where it was like, oh man, which one was it? But it was like, if you destroy God's temple, which God's temple is your body, God will destroy you. And it's not like he's going to come down or shoot a lightning bolt. He's not Zeus. But how will God destroy you? Well, just look at the quality of your life. You will not live a good quality of life, because you're destroying the temple, his temple, the temple he let you borrow. He's like, yo, I'm going to let you borrow the skin real quick. All right, just be careful with it. And we've all been there. Like, think back to a time where you were just like going on a bender, doing not so good things, and you're wondering why shit was not going your way. Like, work wasn't going well, your relationship wasn't going well, you're maybe getting injured, and you're wondering, man, why is everything like this right now? I'm like, well, let's see, are you paying karmic debt? Those aren't just tests, those are also consequences that you've been doing because you did something wrong. And so it comes down to a lack of discipline and a lack of self-control. And if there's one thing that I want you to really know, is that God loves you. And what we're all looking for in life is love. All of us, as human beings, we want love. We want to feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves. Not everyone likes to be alone. Not everyone likes to be on their own. Even me, like, like I'm alone a lot, but I'm with my, but I'm not, I'm with God and my dog. Like I, my dog is my world. I love him, and he supplies me with that connection, that physical touch that I need. And I believe God put him in my life for a really big reason, you know? The more disciplined you are, the better your life is going to be. And if right now your life is not where you want it to be, where are you lacking discipline? Where is it? Is it in your health? Is it in your wealth? Is it in your love? Is it in your contentment? Where are you lacking discipline? Where are you choosing pleasure over what's purposeful, over what is meaningful? Take a look at that. Because when you start to restrain yourself from those immediate pleasures, you start to build more self-respect. You start to build more proud of yourself. Positive acts create positive energy. Negative acts create negative energy. If you start to act positive, you will have energy. If you do negative things will drain your energy. So if you're wondering why you don't have energy, it's just you're doing negative things. Negativity drains you. Positivity amps you up. It charges you up. So the more you withhold from these instant pleasures, instant gratifications, the more energy you're going to have. Don't look for a substance to give you energy. Realize what's sucking your energy. Get rid of those and watch how much better you're going to feel. Do what's right, even when everyone's doing wrong. All right? Don't pay the same consequences everyone else is. Believe it. They are paying consequences. You know they are. You've paid them before. You've ran that lap. You know what's on the other side of it. Don't fall for the same trick in the book that you've been falling for over and over again and expecting something different, expecting that this time is going to be a different feeling, a better feeling, or it won't be as bad. I hope it's not as bad. It always is as bad or even worse. All right, don't sell yourself short. Allow yourself to pick the harder decision, the right decision. There is no right or wrong. There is. To an extent, there is. And you know it. I'm just reminding you. You know, go back into that mindset of yours. Like, I'm going to do what's right. Because if a man or woman is right, their world will be right. Your world will be right when you decide to start making the right decisions. And they're usually the hard decisions. But that's what you want. You don't want to be soft. You don't want anything that makes you fucking soft. And like, because comfort kills you. The hard things in life allow you to handle the harder things in life. Give yourself that opportunity to do the right thing today and take charge of your life. Even if everyone's against it, fuck them. Show them the way. Show them a better way of living by being the example, not by following. It's okay to stand out. When you stand out, you stand up. And when you stand up, you see better things in life. Let's fucking have at it.